Paul Allen, happy to be joined by Minnesota Vikings left guard Brandon Fusco for our Xfinity player breakdown. Brandon is in his fifth year from Slippery Rock. First of all, welcome to the show. And secondly, where is Slippery Rock?
Appreciate you having me on. Slippery Rock's about an hour north of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
How did you end up there?
Well, I'm from the Pittsburgh area. Didn't really get recruited by many big schools. 230 pounds out of high school. Tall and lanky, really didn't take the weight room as seriously as I do now. But a lot of the Pennsylvania schools gave me a little bit of money and chose Slippery Rock. It was close to home.
Being the first player in the history of Slippery Rock to be invited to the Senior Bowl and the NFL Scouting Combine, did you ever envision it would end up like this?
No, entering Slippery Rock, I really didn't think I had any chance of making it to the NFL. I think by the time I ended my junior year, my head coach said there were some people in the stands, some scouts checking me out. So I knew my senior year I needed to have the best year, and I did, and it all turned out for the best.
Brandon was the starting right guard for the Vikings last year. Then he incurred an injury, missed a majority of the season. What did you learn about yourself and about your career missing that much time last year?
Yeah, it's not fun missing that much time. Don't know what to do yourself when you're injured. You really don't feel like you're part of the team. It's not a good feeling. I've learned since being hurt how to take care of my body better. Using the hot and cold tubs, massages, stuff like that, just to take care of my body, stretching before practice. I've really zoned in on taking care of my body, and it's helped this year.
The move from right guard to left guard, what are some keys to becoming successful?
Really, it's just being a team player, first of all. Having the good mindset of just because they've moved you in position, different position, that means you can't do what you did in the past. So I'm just trying to help the team as much as possible, helping Matt become, us being a great left side, one of the best in the NFL. And it really just starts with, switching your balance or your footwork. It's the technique stay the same, run in, pass. Really, just the shiftiness of your body weight.
Brandon mentions Matt Khalil, left tackle for the Vikings, having a terrific preseason. When you guys work in unison, communication-wise, passing guys off to each other, how tricky is that, and what are some of the keys?
Well, it takes time. It's not something that happens overnight. Me and Phil were to the point when we played with each other for 3 years. Everything just felt so comfortable, so we didn't really have to say much when on the field. We knew each other's movements and all the reads and stuff like that. So that's where I want to be with Matt, and I think it's a work in progress right now. We've done well so far in this preseason, and we're only going to get better.
Brandon, if you were to define what you think when you're at your very best, you do best, would it be run blocking, pass protection? What do you do best?
I just love to run the ball. I'm a physical guy. I like to get after it. If you could run the ball every play, it'd be, I would love that. But I'm just a guy that likes to grind it out. Just the old school kind of lineman, I guess you can say. Just likes to get after in the run game.
Touchdown, Minnesota. Matt Asiata once again.
Oh, Jerick McKinnon almost busted a long one. The man they call the Jet.
And he's loose!
The Vikings are very blessed to have a deep stable of running backs. Matt Asiata had 9 touchdowns last year. Jerick McKinnon looks really good this preseason. Then, when we get to the regular season, it's Adrian Peterson.
Are you ready to play now?
How different is it blocking for Peterson compared to other running backs?
We have a great group of running backs. Whoever's back there, we got to do our job, open up holes. Adrian, he's just one of a kind. He's just so unique.
Lowers the helmet at the 5. First down, Grants, no. Cowboys to the end zone.
Oh, my heaven.
Touchdown!
You really don't need to give him the biggest hole to break one. He can break one any time, and that's what makes him special. And, we enjoy blocking for him.
When you watch back offensive film from the preseason, or really last year, even though you weren't playing, what do you see in Teddy Bridgewater that's different now compared to last year?
He's a lot more confident, a lot more poised. He's taking the huddle by command a lot more, and just gets the offense going, especially when we're having a good practice. He's the one that's lifting us up. And
caught, touchdown, Vikings, Charles Johnson.
He's a great person. He's going to be a great player in this league, and I'm just excited for his future.